Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to your favorite morning program. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m., and we have several things that we're going to talk about today. One of the things that caught my eye as I was doing a little show prep and getting things ready this morning is a story on our website, WSAU.com, about this restaurant in Cedarburg. An owner of a suburban Milwaukee restaurant is now under investigation for putting drugs into women's drinks and then molesting them and taking photos of them after they'd passed out. He's 34 years old. He's waiting charges after federal, state, and local officials raided his restaurant. Now, the part of this that really disturbs me is this is not the first time this guy has been investigated for crap like this. He was first investigated in 2008 after more than one person, women, said that they were offered drinks and then had faded memories about it afterwards. One woman, now get this. This is, now, first of all, for you to have a restaurant and be drugging your patrons and then possibly molesting them or at the very minor bit, taking inappropriate photographs of them, that's gutsy. This is someone that has done it before, gotten away with it, and is now basically feeling like they can do this with impunity. But get this. The guy not only is doing this, but apparently she says that she was texted a photo of herself without pants, which, by the way, today is No Pants Thursday. That's one of the reasons why we're doing this story. She was texted a photo of herself without pants with the phrase that said, round two? Dude, that is extremely gutsy. Now, the only problem I have with this is, where did he...
Oh, come now. You have several problems.
Oh, I have this. But where did he get her phone number in order to text? Did she voluntarily give it to him before all of the drinky, druggy, no-pants photographing things started happening? Or was it a case that he obtained the phone number after she was in a drug-induced state? But what year is this? 2014. That means... for 6 years, this guy has been doing this while under investigation, and certainly he was doing it before the investigation started. This guy's a dirtbag, man.
Aside from this guy,
alleged dirtbag.
This is something that men don't think about, that women have to be aware of.
What, getting drugged and taken advantage of?
A woman cannot accept drinks that are given to her.
Or should not.
By someone they don't know.
Right. And that includes the bartender, the owner of the restaurant, apparently. This is a disturbing story, man. I've never had anybody come up and offer to, I've never had a woman or another guy, can I buy you a drink, Taylor? No, I've never had that happen to me. I've never had anybody offer to buy me a drink. Have you?
I've done New York City stories where, yes, a guy who's a regular at the bar and a dirtbag bartender will say, give her the special drink.
Oh, the special drink. No, I don't know. I've never encountered that. There are stories everywhere of women, you know, possibly getting, remember, roofies. Was a big date rape drug that was surfacing, what, about 10, 15 years ago? And there were a lot of stories of women that would, you know, another patron, you know, somebody else in the bar would slip them a drink, and it would make them all fuzzy. Anyway. Also, before we go, this is a very late-breaking situation. You know, with all of the world conflicts, we sent one of our crack reporters over to Moscow to get a bit of information directly from Vladimir Putin.
No, this is not a crack reporter. This is reporter on crack, I believe.
Oh, I got that mistake. I read the memo incorrectly. To get some information directly from Vladimir Putin, of course, Putin does not speak English, and so our reporter had to translate from Russian into English. I think they did a good job.
We now present the translation of Vladimir Putin's latest speech.
Friends, countrymen, in Russia, we would never lose Casey Kasem's body. Also, I hear Beyonce and Jay-Z are headed for divorce.
Hey
Beyonce, how about scootin' with Putin? And let me tell you one more thing. Aren't you glad that Russia does not have Justin Bieber? Oh, and Obama? Bite me.
Трогая соблюдение международных норм.
Thank you. I have to leave and take off my shirt now.
Ура!
Late.
This has been the translation of Vladimir Putin's latest speech.
The News Station. AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.